And I think a lot of people have this weird mentality with like using AI and how it can benefit your business. But after we did start to perfect our voice for these tools.
Welcome back to Duo On Air. I'm Abby.
And I'm Courtney.
And we're the X agency turned entrepreneurial team that puts the Duo in Duo Collective. Our boutique organic marketing agency specializes in SEO, social media strategy, and branding.
We're an everyday pair of business besties slash marketing experts obsessed with helping our community learn more about what it takes to run a business.
Which is why on Duo On Air, we're not holding anything back. We're giving you all the info we know about how to grow your business organically so you can be the confident CEO you were made to be.
And how to navigate life as a small business owner.
Whether it's on your own or with your best friend by your side. So grab your coffee.
Or your mimosa. We don't judge.
And settle in for a quick value-packed episode of Marketing Tips. Welcome back to the Duo On Air podcast. This is episode number 119. And today we're going to share some of our favorite AI tools that we've been using regularly in our business. And then we'll probably share a little bit of not so favorites, or maybe just like verdict is still out.
Or we just need to like be in them a little longer and see, or like maybe they're still. There's things being worked out within them.
Yeah. There's a couple that I really, really, really want to like, and I want to figure out how to work, but it's not easy. And I think the goal of this is we want AI to be easy to like fit and incorporate into your business, into your life. So we want to share the ones that we really do love and feel easy so that you can see if they work in your business too. So we're also going to have a brand new resource for you that we'll be launching real soon. So if you're not on our email list, make sure you go to duocollective.com/subscribe and get on the list because we'll be sharing it there first. But we're going to have a brand new workbook with a whole slew of prompts, and we'll have a worksheet to help you kind of perfect your AI voice, because a lot of times we find the struggle is just it's spitting out content you don't like. And a lot of times we can help train these tools to speak more like us. We just need a little prompting to do so. So we're really excited for that. We can't wait to share it with you. So make sure you're on our email list if you aren't already. So let's dig into some of these tools. So I think the first tool, which is two of them, that we are using all the time are these catch-all tools, kind of, ChatGPT and Gemini. ChatGPT is the big tool. If you haven't heard us talk about this, go back to episode 57, where we chat about what ChatGPT is. That episode, we break down what it is, why you should care. A lot has changed since then, but it's still a very good episode to talk about it. We also have episode 98, which is all about ChatGPT prompts we use. So go peek at those two. They're good episodes that kind of dig into a bunch of this. And
if you're against ChatGPT or any sort of AI tool, don't worry. I was right there with you. Abby was like so excited to dive into these AI tools before I was. And I was kind of against it. And I think a lot of people have this weird mentality with like using AI and how it can benefit your business. But after we did start to perfect our voice for these tools, they started to work really, really well for us and like really quickly, efficiently. And we always kind of say, use them as your intern. And so we're kind of using them as a tool like that. But sometimes it does take a little while to wrap your mind around the idea of bringing AI into your business and using it as a tool. But once you do perfect that voice, they really are amazing. So I had a hard time with ChatGPT for a while. Like ChatGPT and I were fighting a little bit. And Abby's like, she's like, we're going to perfect our voice here. And then like, you're going to start to feel a lot better about using it and like how you talk to it and interact with it. So I am a ChatGPT fan.
Right. Now. And also just keeping it top of mind, like there's a lot of times where we just don't think to use the tool and we don't know what to use it for or how to incorporate it. So sometimes even just keeping the tab open is a reminder of like, oh, I can use this. Unless you are someone that has 5,000 tabs open, it's not going to help you. You won't notice it, but you get the idea. So ChatGPT and Gemini are the two tools that I use. I actually use them interchangeably. Gemini is just Google's version of ChatGPT.
Which used to be Bard.
Yes, used to be called Bard. So if you go back to those old episodes in episode 98 and episode 57, you'll likely hear us refer to Bard. It's the same thing. They just changed the name to Gemini. We also recently were at a conference talking about all of these AI tools, and someone mentioned that they like to name their tool. And
what did they name ChatGPT?
Chad. Chad. Yeah, she named it Chad. But then we were all laughing because I kept referring to ChatGPT as a her. And I was like, do you know a male that can multitask like ChatGPT can? Like, I don't think so. So it was super funny because we're like, okay, yeah, name it. But you need it. It needs to be like, you know, a feminine name. Yeah. Maybe.
So name your AI tool.
Yeah, name your AI. You can talk to it like a friend. Makes it easier to talk to it. But both of these tools, I actually want to do an episode for you in the future about when you would use ChatGPT versus when you'd use Gemini, because they both have their own unique, like, special skills and reasons why you'd want to use them. So, like, for example, I'll give you a little sneak into what I want to get into in a different episode because it's worthy of its whole episode in its own. Gemini is really good for research and factual information. ChatGPT is really good for, like, personality brainstorming type information and, like, wordsmithing. So they're both good for very different reasons. And actually, sometimes I like to ask the same question to both of them because it's like having a brainstorm with a bunch of people and you get a lot of different responses you can dig into. So these are kind of like the catch-all tools. We don't use them for one thing in particular. We use them for a lot of different things. So we use them just to, like, rewrite an email. We use them to help us think of content ideas. We use them to help us write SEO descriptive copy. Like, I use it all the time for SEO titles and meta descriptions or updating a headline, using keywords in certain instances, coming up with blog post ideas, podcast episodes,
taglines,
brand strategy copy. Like, there's so many different ways you can lean on these tools to help you. Again, as your intern, not your COO, CMO, whatever it may be, they're your intern to help lean on you, give you ideas, refine, perfect. But these are the tools that we use the most, I'd say, than anything else.
Mm-hmm.
The next one is Opus. So have we talked about this in the past?
I'm not sure. But the lovely thing about Opus is it will take any, so we are recording this video right now for YouTube, but if we wanted to use this horizontal video in a vertical format, Opus does that for us. And then it also adds, captions into the actual video itself. So when we're talking, those captions pop up. It has fun ways that it highlights the words. You can put your brand colors in there. So there is a little bit of, you know, brand opportunity there to make sure that your colors are coming through. However, they don't have fonts that you can upload for your brand. So there is some limitations when it comes to the branding, but at least you can put your hex codes in there to use some of your colors. We've found this is really lovely for just, like, quickly taking these different videos and formatting them for different spaces. So then we can take that video shot horizontally or vertically and use it in a different format, you know, for Instagram Reels or YouTube Shorts or anything like that. So, and it, like, quickly just spits out all of these options and it ranks these options best on, like, so, like, whatever that topic is, it'll start to pull out little nuggets from the show, let's say the podcast show, and then start to make those captions and then kind of tell you, like, this is the best one, this is the second best, kind of ranking on that topic that you're talking about. So clearly you can go with the best one always, but you're just going to want to look at those and see, like, which one that you want to highlight or focus on. But it's a really quick, snazzy tool.
Mm-hmm. And you can use multiple. I mean, it's such a great way to repurpose your content and not have to, like, in the past, okay, sure, we have this podcast episode. Yeah, we could design audiograms, clip them out, or we could create multiple iterations. And even if we don't want to share that much on our feed, we could put them in our stories as leads.
Mm-hmm.
So there's so many ways you can use it just to repurpose and get more longevity to your content. And I actually like how it does the horizontal to vertical. It basically, like, takes the two of us and stacks us on top of each other, or we'll just focus on the person talking and flip back and forth. So it,
and automatically, with some of those settings too, if you want, like, you didn't like a certain setting. People also love Descript. And I will be honest, I was in Descript for a little bit and I was struggling with it, but I just don't think I had enough time to explore the tool. But we were just at a conference and there was a ton of people there that loved Descript. Mm-hmm. So I think if you have the time to kind of sit down and learn it or have somebody teach you it or watch some video tutorials on it, it could be really another great tool for this same, you know, video editing and all of that. So I would love to give it another shot someday, but in the moment, I just don't have time. And Opus has been working really well for us. But yes, also Descript, check that out.
And I think that's a goal with this, is we want to share tools that truly are saving us time without needing to learn too much. And Opus is such a plug and play. Upload the video. spits it out. You might need to make a few changes, but honestly, it's so good already that I like, don't overthink it. It doesn't have to be perfect. You're just finding a way to repurpose your content. So we do really love that tool. It's been great. Mm-hmm. The next one is actually a tool we've talked about a lot, and we do have a podcast episode on it as well. So if you search for Interact Quiz, you'll see that one pop up. Interact Quiz is a tool we've used forever. We love using quizzes as lead magnets, and we actually just recently had a podcast episode on that as well. And they have a brand new AI tool embedded into their system. So this is one thing to take note of, is that there are so many tools that we already use that are bringing AI into it. They're not all perfect, and we'll talk about another one a little bit later. But it's not always that you need to go seek out these other tools. It's that you can actually use these tools within your system. So like, for example, Podbean is where we host our podcast right now, which actually we're switching, but Podbean has an AI editing tool now brought into the platform, which is amazing. Like, these are so many different tools out there where you don't need to spend the dollars on another tool to help you, because a lot of times they embed it within there. So that's one of the things that we loved about Interact. And we will include this in the show notes so you can see it. But I spent 15 minutes, literally 15 minutes, and all I did was include my website. So included the website in there, and then it spit out an entire, it's been on a couple different options of quizzes that we could do, but then it spit out an entire quiz that was like, what's your SEO superpower? I was like, well, that's kind of cool. And so click that one, and then it populated all the questions and populated the results. And I took a peek at the results, and the results, I was like, well, we have a resource for every one of these already. One of them can be for the backlink challenge. One of them can be for our free keyword wish list. Another one can be for branding, because they naturally, because they knew of our website, knew that we do branding too. And it weaved in brand authority into SEO as an option. So it was amazing.
Incredible. Yeah, that's so incredible. Like, you just created a whole quiz that can get people to sign up for your email list through these freebies in a matter of 15 minutes.
Yeah.
Because and this AI bot crawled your website, knew everything that you did.
Mm-hmm. It was lovely. So the only things I had to do, I mean, I tweaked a couple of verbiage a little bit to make sure it resonated with what that free resource was, and then added in our own images and changed the colors. And other than that, it was done. It was so easy. So
awesome. Yeah.
Well, it's a
fun way to include something like that in your website now.
Yeah. So if you haven't tried Interact yet, we'll include a link to that in the show notes so you can peek at that episode as well. Interact is a great, great tool. So super excited about that. You can even test out what your SEO superpower is.
Okay. So the next one is Gamma App. And actually, I feel like you've been in that. No, that was me.
That's you.
What was that again? The presentation. Yes. Okay. I was like thinking of Pictory, and we're going to be talking about that later too. So Gamma App, yes, this was really great for presentations. So if you just take an outline of something that you have, let's say in a Google Word doc or something, and you have an outline for a freebie or something that you're going to present to a client or some, like a services package, if you have that and you paste that into the Gamma App, it will spit out this presentation for you. And there is a ton of things that you can do with in the Gamma App to really make it your own brand. So you can upload all of your own photos and it'll paste those throughout this presentation. You can add your fonts. You have to do a paid version in order to add your fonts, which is fine. And I don't think it
and
was
worth
that.
It, honestly.
Yeah. Yes. And I don't think it was that much, that costly. You can add your brand colors. That is part of the free version. And then you can kind of play with different templates that they already have in there. So it is really amazing. It just took all this content. It spewed it out into just these different presentation slides. And you can present directly from the Gamma App, which was really interesting, or you can download it as a PDF or a PowerPoint. So you have multiple ways that you can save this presentation or actually present the presentation. I still have to play around with it because there was so many options of different things that you could do. But for something really quick, if you just needed a quick branded presentation, you take that outline, you dump it in there, and it'll spew it all out for you.
Which Courtney is very picky about design. So I think also just like at first glance doing it and then seeing something that's like, wow, this is pretty good. Like that I hold that with high, with like, what is that? High authority or whatever, because Courtney is very, very picky about branding.
Yes.
But I think that is like, there's so many use cases for that because I am very fortunate where I have a designer in my back pocket, and that is Court. So whenever
other people don't.
Yeah. A ton of people don't. And you might be listening to this thinking, I can't design crap, because that's how I am. I get into Canva and I attempt to do something and I'm like, this isn't working. So it's a tool that, like, thinking about things like, okay, you're doing like a mini speaking event, a virtual speaking event, or maybe you want to do a masterclass, or maybe you're creating a course. You can actually take the outline, which you can use ChatGPT or Gemini to help you craft the outline. Take that Word doc, plug it in here, and get it to get started for you. Mm-hmm. Even if you are tweaking a few things along the way, it's giving you a starting point rather than starting from complete scratch.
Yeah, because those presentations can take a lot of time to build and perfect. But if you just need something a little bit quicker and you need some initial help to just kind of get it all out there into slides in a presentation mode, this AI tool is perfect for that.
Yeah. So test that out. Another one that I've really been liking lately that I just like randomly added to my bar basically is Grammarly. And it's exactly what it sounds like. It's a grammar tool that helps you write better, gives you suggestions on how to rewrite things, make sure that you're spelling things correctly. Basically, it's a spelling tool, but it's like on steroids because my spelling tool doesn't catch anything that this spelling tool catches. So it's really, really good. I found to like help. I add a lot of extra junk into my copy, like absolutely and really. And like, I don't know, like I just add a lot of extra junk. And so it will basically catch all of that and be like, you don't need this. Which helps because I write really, really long emails.
Does it ever tell you you're using too many exclamation points?
Well, I don't do the paid version. So sometimes it underlines it. And then it's like, this is a premium feature, but this could be written better. And I'm like, yeah, I know it could, but you know, I'm all done. So anyways, the free version, like I don't even pay for it. And the free version works lovely. Like it really does help. And the great thing is that it works regardless of where you are. So if you have the Chrome like extension installed, I can be in a Word doc, I can be in Canva, I can be in email, I can be wherever. Like it doesn't matter where I am, it will still work. So that's kind of the cool part, is that it's working to finesse your copy. Like say you're in your website, like whatever toolbox you're in or text box you're in, it will work for you, which is cool.
That's awesome. So then a few that we want to talk about, so we kind of briefly touched on this earlier, but we have a verdict still out. All of them. So one of those, which I was so, so, so excited for, and unfortunately kind of got let down, is Canva. And if there's anybody out there that is using Canva AI, I think it's called like Magic Tool or something. They've got it named some Magic something.
Yeah.
And it was rough. It was just something that isn't a quick AI efficient tool for me to get into. And as a designer and as being in Canva all of the time, I was so excited for it to like spit out social graphics that worked or spit out. I even tried, you know, a presentation in here, and Gamma was way better than Canva. And it was just really hard to get these pieces of things that I wanted it to do to look right and to look well. And I have all of our branding set up in our Canva. So it's literally just like click this, click that, and like, please make these presentation graphics or these social graphics. And it just wasn't giving great results. It didn't look anything like I wanted it to. A lot of the hierarchy of things was just off. The text was way too small and very illegible. So I was struggling with it. I want to keep playing with it. And maybe they're still working on perfecting the tool, because they've got a ton of things in Canva AI where they're trying to like help you do graphics and help you figure out your brand voice and help you do presentations. And they just have so much that they could do where I could see where it'd be a lot. So maybe they're still working through it, but I would be very curious if anybody's listening to this who has worked in the Canva AI tool and have found it successful and easy. Maybe I'm missing something, but I found it.
I feel like as a designer, it should be easy.
Yeah.
It should be, again, it should be your design intern helping you do it. It shouldn't be hard.
Yeah.
And everyone we've talked to actually has had a poor experience with Canva AI. Like we love Canva for a lot of different reasons, but Canva AI has been hard. So I think that's something too, where like, if you're in a tool and you struggle with it, and then you think in your brain, like AI just isn't for me, I'm not technically savvy enough. Like know that not all these tools are perfect. Like then that's why we wanted to talk through the ones that we're really loving and the ones that actually do save us time, because There's no, if you're using an AI tool that's taking more time than not, and you're just using it because everyone else is using it, like, stop. That's not the point. The point is for these tools to help save time, drive more efficiencies in your business. So definitely leverage that.
Yeah. And that's where I was so excited about Canva AI, because I'm in Canva all the time and I know Canva really, really well. And to not get their AI figured out right away was just really, it was confusing to me almost. Yeah. And I was like, oh man, this is just really rough, but it is their tool that's just not quite working as well as I would like it to. So,
yeah. And there's two more that I really want to like, but I don't at the moment. The first one is Pictory. So Pictory is a tool where you can take anything. So you can take a keyword, you can take a blog post, you can take an audio file, you can take, there's a bunch of different options of things that you can take. You can upload it into the tool and then it will spit out and create a video. So it basically takes a non-video and makes a video out of it, which is really cool. The idea sounds amazing. Like, yeah, I'd love to take a blog post that we didn't record a video on and make a video out of it. Or I'd love to take a masterclass and create a mini like sales video out of it. So just from playing around with it, it's a little cheesy in my opinion. Like the very first stuff it spits out is pretty cheesy.
The stock photography that they use is really, really bad.
Yeah. And they give you a free trial, so you can use it for a little bit. And then you do have to upgrade if you want certain pieces of it. But even in the free trial phase, it's like I want to be able to, in my opinion, an AI tool, you should be able to figure it out with not that much effort and time. For me, I found that you need to tweak a lot, and I haven't had the energy and the time to dig and tweak that much in this tool, but I really, really want it to work because I think it's cool. So I've played, the one thing that I think is helpful is if you have a resource that already has a little bit of video in it or a little bit of stock like photography in it that you love, it can leverage that. But I think what makes the video really great is that they use stock video. So unless you have some video, like, I don't, if it's even stock that you sourced and found and then uploaded that, you can't upload your own stuff. So I think that's kind of the key, is you need to have a piece of content that has something in it.
Something to build like a visual direction and style.
Yeah. So play around with it. Maybe you'll have better luck, but it is really, it's a really cool concept. Like,
such a cool concept.
Yeah. Taking no video to create a video. It's cool.
Yeah.
And then the other one is content at scale. So I did pay for this tool for a little bit and then used it for a little bit. It's a blog creation tool. So it basically spits out really like great long form blogs, and it's specialized in SEO. So it's writing you SEO optimized content, which is great. I liked it, but it felt too like impersonal. And there are options where you can have it revise your voice. You can say things like, we're really friendly, we're jargon free. We like speak like we're sitting down with a friend for coffee, like whatever. And I just found that no matter how many times I asked it to revise the copy, it still wasn't leaning enough to our personality. So I really struggled with that piece of the brand voice. I do still think it's really good for certain industries, especially industries that are like really heavy on sharing like deep educational content or like, I don't know, just a lot of like heavy, long content. I don't even know how to explain it. Like, it's probably really good for, I'd say, financial industries, the tech industry, maybe SEO. Like, that's kind of why I thought, okay, this will be really helpful for the SEO industry. But it's kind of too, it speaks at a little higher level than I want it to. And so I want it to just like be a little bit less jargony. And I think it was like struggling with that. This is a really expensive tool. It's $250 a month, which is a lot, but you get like 8 blog posts or something like that. It's a high number. So if you think about it in terms of like, oh, I have a VA writing for me or whatever, like, yeah, it probably is cost saving. But in my mind, it actually took more of my time to rework these things, and I would use it, but I'd still use my blog writer. I would still use her to fix the content.
So you're paying for both.
Yeah. So then you're paying for both. So There's something missing here. Like, I really want to like it because it is like one of the best blog writing tools that I've seen from an SEO perspective because it's so focused on that, but it just didn't hit the mark in terms of our personality and voice quite yet.
Yeah. So maybe they're working on it.
Yeah, right. I know. So those are all of the tools. We'll be sure to include all of those in the show notes so you can go check them out, try out which ones work for you. There are so many tools out there.
It's overwhelming.
It is overwhelming. So, and the whole point of this is to help save time. So if you heard one that we talked about and you're like, wow, yeah, quizzes. I've always wanted to create a quiz. Go check that out. Or like, I really need to be better about sharing my podcast episodes on social media. Then go check out Opus. Whatever it may be, just go like choose one that you feel like is going to help you. Or maybe it's just ChatGPT or Gemini, which are completely free. Start using those tools. I will tell you, the paid versions are better, a lot better.
But ChatGPT, Gemini.
Yes. But yep. Get used to the tool before you pay for it, for sure. Just so that it's more ingrained and you're not paying for something that you never use. So yeah, take a peek at the show notes and let us know how you feel about these tools. If there's other tools we should check out and add to the list, I'm sure this could be a series that we continue on forever and ever and ever. So feel free, share, send us an Instagram DM, comment in the show notes. Just let us know what you want to hear about.
If you liked this episode, please be sure to share it with a friend and subscribe so you don't miss any new episodes dropping every Monday. Plus, if you haven't already, please leave us a review and don't hesitate to share any new episode ideas. We love hearing from you and creating this content for you. See you next week.